Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to home. May throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags May, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hairmon moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. May reaches second base with a double. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. Rodriguez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bradley out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Andrews moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHute is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHute is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHute hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHute is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHute is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHute strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. LaHute settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Johnstone moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnstone moves to third. Allen moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockwood hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brock Davis pinch hits for Ron Theobald. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 3 in the game. LaHood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly, who is chasing the ball. LaHood reaches third base with a triple. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott is walked intentionally. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for John Briggs. Terry Forster now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Brown pinch hits for Dave May. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is walked intentionally. Scott moves to second. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferraro hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hisa now playing second base. Brock Davis now playing center field. Ollie Brown now playing right field. Joe LaHood now playing left field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 4 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hisa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 4 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockwood moves to second. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. LaHood hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Hisa moves to second. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 4 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 5 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hisa fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 5 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockwood moves to second. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Lockwood moves to third. Auerbach moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. John Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Allen moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. May tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Spezio moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hermann is walked intentionally. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Spezio moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Ken Brett now pitching. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Forster hits a line drive towards short. Auerbach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-5 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.